There is a binge-worthy Netflix series on right now called Stranger Things. And it kind of reminds me of the Hardy Boys, the old Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew mysteries. It's set in the 80s, and it's maybe a little more macabre than Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, but it surrounds the town of Hawkins, Indiana. And there's a local laboratory conducting experiments and somehow manages, and we find out in season two what exactly is going on and how this has happened. But anyway, they somehow manage to create a parallel place that is neither here nor there. And because nothing makes sense, and everything seems almost the opposite of reality, they term the place the Upside Down. So Jesus came into the world and turned everything on its ear. Everything was weird. It didn't make sense. The prophets foretold the coming of a king, someone who would save them. So, of course, the Jews are expecting royalty, right? A king. They're expecting this royalty to be born in a palace and to save them from Roman tyranny. Instead, Jesus is born in the opposite of a palace, and he saves them and us from something that is not of this world. Saves us from sin, saves us to eternal life. Jesus tells us things like, my kingdom is not of this world. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Walking with Jesus does not promise a smooth terrain. In fact, much of it seems upside down. Life is filled with peaks and valleys for all of us. A peak is something excellent that happens, like a baptism, something we celebrate and we can really feel God's power in that moment. You know, it's the birth of a child, it's your wedding day, it's, you know, it's those peak moments. It's when you get that grade that you worked so hard for. And it's easy to be a Christian when you're on that mountaintop. It is good to be here. Like the disciples said, it is good to be here. And you think in your mind, there is no doubt that God is blessing you. But life doesn't always stay on one plane. There are valleys too, for all of us. The troubles of life, those really difficult moments, a cancer diagnosis, a mistake that we make, that's a valley. When a loved one dies, that's a valley. And during these moments we say, why, God? Why? When you're in the valley, it's hard to say God is good. Sometimes your faith is shaken. And perhaps during that time, it's hard to be a disciple. There's some doubt there, you know, when you're in that valley, that God is blessing you. Now you say, really? Really, God? How is it that we live in a place where a gunman can come in and shoot innocent children? Really, God? How is this a blessing? That's a valley. But Jesus doesn't promise that life will be mountaintop after mountaintop. We live in a broken world. But that's why he came. That's exactly why he came, because we live in a broken world. He was born to die so that we might live. Again, it's really kind of counterintuitive, you know? We wonder. You know, I don't know where you are right now. If you're in a valley, if you're on a peak, and we don't know from moment to moment, day to day, year to year, if we're going to be on a mountaintop or in a valley or somewhere in between. We don't know these things. The disciples of Jesus Christ had no idea that they were about to go into the valley. They had no idea what was about to happen. Now, things seemed to be going so well. He had performed miracles, walking on water, feeding the 5,000. Wow, things were going really, really well. There were miracles. People were listening to his parables. There were crowds of people. It was easy to be a disciple of Jesus Christ at that time. There was no doubt that this was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. The disciples were experiencing one high point after another with Jesus. But right around the corner loomed the valley, the actual valley of the shadow of death. The crowds would soon turn against Jesus. He'd be betrayed and arrested and tortured and publicly condemned and executed in the most shameful way. The valley was right around the corner, and the disciples would be filled with fear and doubt that Jesus was the Son of God. Soon it would be really difficult to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. A deep, dark valley was right around the corner, and the disciples had no idea. And so that is why today Jesus takes them up to a mountain. He takes the disciples up to a mountain, and he lets them experience something amazing. He lets them peer behind the curtain and see his divinity. They catch a glimpse of his glory, and this happens right before the valley. And he does this to strengthen them for the difficult road ahead, because he knows when that valley time comes that it's going to be hard. It's good for us to go on this journey with those disciples and experience with them that high point for two reasons. First of all, it prepares us as we travel this road of Lent, that time in the church, the season when Jesus descends into the valley of the shadow of death and we walk with him. You're going to hear about how he was rejected, how he was weak, how he suffered and died for the sins of the world, for our sins. And during Lent, we spend that time looking within. We contemplate how we have fallen short, and we pray, and we ask for forgiveness and restoration. The mountaintop experience we hear about today prepares us for the valley ahead. It also prepares us for something else, for our own personal valleys that will come along the way. As we see Jesus glorified here today, it prepares us for when we go through our own difficult moments in the future. You know, we come here today to be blessed by God. Today in this church, this mountaintop, to witness a baptism, Christ's love shining down on a child that we will watch grow in the faith. This mountaintop experience where we pray together and we praise together and we love God together and we hold each other's hands and we walk together in faith. This is the time gathered here when your faith may be strengthened. It's part of why we come, right? So that in those days ahead, we'll be prepared. So for the moment, we're on the mountaintop with the disciples. And the curtain is pulled back, and we get it. We see the glory of God. Moses and Elijah are there. This doesn't make sense. This is counterintuitive. This just doesn't happen. But it's happening. We get to experience this with the disciples. And Peter, bless his heart, Peter, who has stumbled his way through his entire time as a disciple and even a little bit after, bless his heart, he doesn't know what to make of this. He doesn't know what to say. So he says, Lord, we'll build three shelters here, one for you and one for Elijah and one for Moses. And as he's blathering on, a big shiny cloud comes down on them and says, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. Peter says, Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. He wants this moment, he wants to build shelters, he wants to put up tents because he wants this moment to last forever, as we do. We want that mountaintop experience to just stay. No valleys, no valleys. Everyone agree here? No valleys, right? But we live in a broken world. And the idea of staying on the mountaintop is not a possibility. Instead, God reminds us who Christ is. Because soon people will be saying that Jesus is not the Son of God. Soon it would seem as though God the Father doesn't love Christ. The religious leaders would be saying that no one should listen to Jesus. But here it is on the mountaintop, clear, and we are given strength. Here today we're reminded that Jesus is the Son of God and the Holy One spoken of by the prophets is with us. And although he will be suffering and he will be dying, he is still God and Savior and doing all these things to win for us our salvation. This also helps as we experience everything that we go through. Today, God's word is your mountain to climb. The scripture is the mountaintop that we stand on together. We come here to church. We hear the word of God. We stand together on this mountain. Here we catch a glimpse of God's glory, even if it's just for a moment, even if it's just for that second. We are strengthened. We're strengthened for the days ahead. And we're reminded that no matter where we go, no matter what we do, God walks with us. Let us pray. Jesus, as we walk through the wilderness with you, help us to remember that you are with us no matter where we are. Don't let the shadows of doubt overtake us. Help us to have faith where things seem counterintuitive, when things seem upside down and make no sense. Help us to trust you and remind us that it is good to be here with you. Amen.